أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم صدق الله العظيم. Today we begin with Surah At-Teen, which is a Makkiya Surah. In other words, it was revealed in the Makki period of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which will be before the hijrat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This surah consists of 8 ayat of 8 verses. In the previous surahs, like in Surah Wadduha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken a qasam. Here also Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes qasam of 4 things. In the previous surah, in Surah Alam Nashrah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had spoken about our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's great and lofty status, in that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we had elevated for you the mention of your name. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions other favors of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the recipients of the message of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that is insan. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the capacities and the abilities that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has granted insan to become not only the recipients of the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but also to take and deliver the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So beginning with the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Wattin, qasam of the fig. Wazzaytun, and the second qasam Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes, or the second oath Allah ta'ala takes, is by the oath of the olive. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes qasam of these two fruits or these two foods. Some ulama have stated that here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show that amongst the best of all foods that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, one is the fig and second is the olive. Not only its nutritional values, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also put many health benefits in it. Then the ulama have stated, by taking qasam of these two foods or these two fruits, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually makes reference to the place where it is found in abundance, and that is in Jerusalem al-Quds. Why does Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make mention of the place? Because this was the place of the nubuwat of many of the anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam. The first of them, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu was-salam, who migrated from Iraq, and Ibrahim alayhi salatu was-salam, who had come into this land, which is known as Ardul Muqaddasa. Then after him, it became the birthplace of many of the anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam, many of the prophets of the past, the last of which was Hazrat Isa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu was-salam. And then the third qasam Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes, وَطُورِ سِينِينَ. Allah takes qasam of Mount Sinai. Why particularly Mount Sinai is mentioned here is because this was the place in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken to Hazrat Musa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam. So one was the place of the Anbiya, various Nabis of Allah, and then the second was particularly the place in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. The third, وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينَ, and this sanctified or this peaceful city, and this refers to Makkah Mukarramah, the birthplace of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Makkah is not only the birthplace of Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam, but it has many virtues that is attached to it. It was the first place that bubbled up from amongst the surfaces of the land. Secondly, it was the place which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen for His Baytullah, the Kaaba Sharif, and also it is the place in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants His Banda and His servants, multiplied their salat by 100,000 in reward, and hence this is also the place in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen to send down Hidayat from the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So very many reasons why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken qasam of Makkah Mukarramah. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes qasam and mentions, or rather refers to the 3 places. One is Al-Quds, Second is Turi Sinin, Mount Sinai. And the third is Makkah Mukarramah. All places that were blessed with Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam. And then Allah Ta'ala says, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. Certainly, we had created the man in the best of disposition. We had created man in the best of forms. And when we look at the creation of insan, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in the best of forms, Allah Rabbul Izzat is making reference to the different aspects of man. The primary aspect is the spirituality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. The spiritual ability that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has granted us, that we may grasp the message of the Anbiya, and particularly the message of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Secondly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the intellectual capacity to understand the message of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam. Thirdly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the emotional ability, not only then after understanding this, but to take the message and internalize the message of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this also makes reference to the physical form that Allah Rabbul Izzat had created each and every human. We will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted us the best of all physical forms, each sense, each limb, each organ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in the most appropriate of all places, and hence physically also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us as the best of creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If we just take our intellectual capacities, we will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the power of discretion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the power of perception. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the quwwat hafidha, that is the memory that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us. And all these become ingredients to accept the message of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam. So at the very outset of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala links the surah to the previous surah, that here our Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam is being mentioned. Allah ta'ala opened and expanded his bosom and his chest. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevated his name. Obviously, he had to take the message to the whole of mankind, and in each and every human, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept these capacities in this word, fi ahsani taqweem, that we created you in the best of forms. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and the ability. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.